workers in this country have been working hour after hour after hour after hour. We are some of the hardest working people in the world. We don't get much vacations. Most people don't have a vacation. We don't get family leave. Most people don't get family leave. Most people don't get sick leave. Most people don't get a lot of these things. But the executives, the people that sit on their butts in an air-conditioned office all of the times, they are always well compensated. They get stock options and they get all these things that you guys work for. I remember in the good old days, the people who did all the work while somebody else looked on, they were called, it was called a master-slave relationship because all the spoils went to a particular sect, a particular group. Well, that's what's been happening. But you know what? Finally, workers are starting to assert their worth. I've been writing article after article. I have everyone says, Americans, assert your worth because we are the ones who make things happen. I mean, we need the executives to direct, but they cannot direct if there's not what to direct, if there's not an intellect to produce. But you know what? This pandemic may have opened the door to see much more. First, let me play this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit on the other side. Let me make sure that I have the right things going here. Check it out.
There is a new militant spirit in the American workforce. Workers want more, and they're willing to strike to get it. This morning, 10,000 workers at John Deere hit the picket lines in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. They argued that even as the agricultural equipment company's profits grew by 61% in recent years, and their CEO's salary grew by 160% during the pandemic, their pay has actually been cut.
We need to let them know that they can't continue to take our money and take our money and take our money.
Across the country, labor is on the march. In California and Oregon, 24,000 nurses and other healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente voted to authorize a strike over pay and better working conditions. Meanwhile, union workers at Kellogg's cereal plants have been on strike for more than a week, angry about long hours, including seven-day work weeks.
Our number one priority is to get back to the negotiations table and reach a contract so our employees can get back to their jobs and their lives.
And soon, Hollywood may see a walkout. 60,000 film and TV crew members could walk off the job Monday over what they claim are unfair working conditions.
Our hours are really grueling, and we need not just rest between the days and over the weekend, but an actual meal break during the day.
And across the country, a record number of workers are quitting their jobs. 4.3 million Americans, or 2.9% of the workforce, left their jobs in August. Many are looking for better work conditions and pay, especially with inflation on the rise.
Several forces are driving all of this as the pandemic comes to an end. Companies are seeing sky-high demand and very tight labor markets. They're having trouble filling jobs. Workers notice that top executives and bosses are getting paid. And so for the first time in a long, long time, workers have the upper hand.
That report by ABC, I loved it. I love that report because it was actually placed in very well context, but I like the last sentence. For the first time in a long, long time, workers are in command.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.